Hello, is Deanne Nice here?
Who is this?
I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name is chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential.
Oh, how long is the survey?
It only take a couple minutes of your time, about 7 minutes or so.
All right, I ain't doing nothing.
First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time.
Okay.
Just to be sure, we are representing everybody. May I ask your race?
Black.
Thank you. What is your age?
32.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote. Are the chances 50-50, or you will probably not vote?
I'm not going to lie. I'm going to say 50-50.
Okay. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10.
I'm so not motivated because I don't even know what's going on right now. So I have no motivation about voting.
Okay. Thank you. Thinking about the
I watched the debate and I still don't know what's going on. So I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know which way this is going to go.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm going to say dissatisfied. Oh, very dissatisfied.
All right. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I disapprove with how he handled it. I disapprove of... say the question again.
Yes, if you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I think that he's doing okay. He's doing what he could. He's doing okay. Because I don't think he knows what's going on himself.
Okay. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable.
Okay.
The Republican Party.
50.
Okay. Project 2025.
I have no information on that. I heard about it, but I don't know too much about it.
Okay.
Like, I heard of Project 2025, but what is that?
Project 2025, I wouldn't be able to tell you.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. My bad. It's okay. I'll just look it up. But I heard about it. I don't know what that's about.
Okay. Tammy Baldwin.
50.
Donald Trump.
50.
Kamala Harris.
50.
Democratic Party.
50.
J.D. Vance.
50.
Joe Biden.
50. I'm going to say 50.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, and Independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
I'm not sure yet.
Okay, no problem. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote?
Oh, that's a good one. I don't know yet.
Okay. And what do you need to hear more about from the candidates in order to make a choice?
I really would like to hear, I don't think it's more the candidates, to be honest, that I need to hear more of. I think it's my community. So as far as the candidates, it's going to be deeper than just hearing anything from them, because I really don't think that they know what's going on in, like, my community. Like, it's like they represent the United States, so I don't think it's too much. Maybe I think I just gave you my answer, but kind of long. So, yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to read to you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's a very convincing reason to vote, a 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, a 0 means that it is not at all convincing. Trump and Republicans are trying to weaken our social safety. Trump and Republicans are trying to weaken our social safety net and have made it clear they are willing to reduce benefits of Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, while also raising the retirement age for future retirees. Some have even suggested forcing Social Security recipients back to work to get them off of, quote, entitlement programs, unquote, ignoring that they spent a lifetime earning and paying for those benefits we must have to protect the retirement security of ourselves and of our parents and grandparents.
I do not. What was the question? One more time.
How convincing is this statement? Pretty much, how convincing is the statement for you to vote?
It's very convincing, because I'm halfway there. I'm 32. I'm halfway there. I better not be having to keep working. I'm just saying. So that's very convincing, because I'm thinking about me now. So.
All right. Thank you. Yeah. Donald Trump promised big oil executives billions of dollars worth of tax cuts and the elimination of environmental regulations in exchange for $1 billion toward his campaign, leaving ordinary Americans vulnerable to corporate price gouging, installing action to address climate change.
Oh, it's not that. I mean, it is kind of convincing. Because if I was the people, I guess it's convincing. Because I have something to say about that, too.
On a scale from 0 to 10, how would you rate it?
From a scale of 0 to 10,
We need gun reform now to make our community safer, but Trump's policies would make things worse. Trump is aligned with the NRA and the gun lobby and has promised to not only block any meaningful gun reform, like banning assault weapons, but will make it even easier to purchase high-powered guns without background checks or a permit. If we want to make our community safer and protect our young people, we must vote to stop them from flooding our streets with guns.
Exactly. I agree. Very important.
How convincing would this be?
Very convincing.
Thank you. All women, but black women in particular, have fought long and very hard for the right to control their own bodies in this country. Donald Trump is a threat to that fundamental right. Trump bragged about getting Roe v. Wade overturned and taking away women's reproductive rights. And he would sign a national bill to ban abortion. And he's appointed judges who are trying to ban contraceptives like Plan B and limit access to birth control. This is an assault on the people's right to make choices for themselves.
That's very important. I think that's very important, but also I heard you say, like, black women, that's just what it's targeting, or is it just for everybody? Because it's targeting black women, and that's the problem. Because a lot of black women out here be having sex and getting pregnant with kids, and then they want to kill themselves and the kids. Like, I don't like that. abortion thing. I think people should be able to get abortions because some people really can't handle kids. So
okay, well,
it's very important to me.
This kind of does specifies on black women. It says all women, but black women in particular, have fought long and very hard for the right to control their own bodies in this country.
Okay. Oh, okay. I hear you now. I'm like, dang. But, yeah, I still think it's important. I think we should be able to choose, but not for everybody.
Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. It's okay if you didn't, but once more, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote?
I still don't know yet, even after we went through all those questions.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
I'm going to be honest. I haven't heard too much from Kamala. I haven't heard too much from Kamala because didn't Joe Biden jump out the race and then she end up getting in it or something?
I wouldn't be able to tell you.
Oh, you wouldn't be able to tell me that either? Dang, that's crazy. Okay, don't worry about it. I'll find that out too.
Okay. And once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10. Where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
Okay.
How motivated would you be from 0 to 10 to vote?
Oh, a 0. Okay. I mean a 5. At least a 5.
A 5, okay.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is a very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president, 5 means it is somewhat convincing, and 0 means that it is not at all convincing.
Okay.
This November, we have a historic opportunity to elect Kamala Harris as not just the first woman president, but also the first black woman president. But this election is about more than just her background. This is about moving away from the past and embracing new, more representative leaders focused on winning a better future for all Americans. Voting for Harris really means a chance to turn our country in a new direction and give voice to a new generation that's fighting for a change, opportunity, and justice for all in a country that surely needs it.
0.
Okay. In November, we have a simple choice. Kamala Harris, the prosecutor, versus Donald Trump, the convicted felon. As district attorney, Kamala Harris stood up for abused women and put sex predators in prison. Donald Trump has been found guilty of sexual assault. Harris represented middle-class homeowners against the big banks, and she won. She won. Trump was taken to court for housing discrimination. Kamala Harris has been taking down criminals like Donald Trump her entire career. And with our support, she'll do it again in November.
Like a 4?
Okay. While Donald Trump and MAGA Republicans work to repeal Obamacare and eliminate health insurance for millions of Americans, Kamala Harris understands we must do more to ensure every American can afford health care. As Vice President, Harris helped reduce the price of insulin to $35 for millions of Americans and helped pass rules to keep millions more Americans on affordable health insurance without being discriminated against because of pre-existing conditions.
A 5?
Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't. But once more, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote?
I don't know.
Okay, thank you. And once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election. In November, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated and 10 means you're extremely motivated.
Okay.
What would you rate it, ma'am?
Oh, I said a 5. My bad. I thought you heard me.
Okay, switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I graduated high school.
Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
Yes, one.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Thank you. You have a good day.